Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Pitts Evans. Welcome to the Whole Word Podcast. Let's get right to the Word of God. Jeremiah chapter 10. Hear what the Lord says to you, people of Israel. This is what the Lord says. Do not learn the ways of the nations, or be terrified by signs in the heavens, though the nations are terrified by them. For the practices of the peoples are worthless. They cut a tree out of the forest, and a craftsman shapes it with his chisel. They adorn it with silver and gold. They fasten it with hammer and nails, so that it will not totter. Like a scarecrow in a cucumber field, their idols cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot walk. Do not fear them. They can do no harm, nor can they do any good. No one is like you, Lord. You are great, and your name is mighty in power. Who should not fear you, King of the nations? This is your due. Among all the wise leaders of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is no one like you. They are all senseless and foolish. They are taught by worthless wooden idols. Hammered silver is brought from Tarshish and gold from Uphaz. When the craftsman and the goldsmith have made these idols, they're dressed in blue and purple, all made by skilled workers. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God, the eternal King. When he is angry, the earth trembles. The nations cannot endure his wrath. Tell them these gods, who did not make the heavens and earth, will perish from the earth and from under the heavens. But God made the earth by his power. He founded the world by his wisdom and stretched out the heavens by his understanding. When he thunders, the waters in the heavens roar. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses. Everyone is senseless and without knowledge. Every goldsmith is shamed by his idols. The images he makes are fraud. They have no breath in them. They are worthless, the objects of mockery. When their judgment comes, they will perish. He who is the portion of Jacob is not like these, for he is the maker of all things, including Israel, the people of his inheritance, and the Lord Almighty is his name. Gather up your belongings to leave the land, you who live under siege. For this is what the Lord says, at this time I will hurl out those who live in this land. I will bring distress on them so that they may be captured. Woe to me because of my injury. My wound is incurable. Yet I said to myself, this is my sickness, and I must endure it. My tent is destroyed. All of its ropes are snapped. My children are gone from me and are no more. No one is left now to pitch my tent or to set up my shelter. The shepherds are senseless and do not inquire of the Lord, so they do not prosper, and all of their flocks are scattered. Listen, the report is coming, a great commotion from the land of the north. It will make the towns of Judah desolate, a haunt of jackals. Lord, I know that the people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. Discipline me, Lord, but only in due measure. Not in your anger, or you will reduce me to nothing. Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not acknowledge you, on the peoples who do not call on your name, for they have devoured Jacob. They have devoured him completely and destroyed his homeland. Israel has adopted idolatry broadly. The Lord has rendered his judgment that this has never been acceptable. But now there's going to be a price to pay. He begins this chapter with these words. Hear what the word of the Lord is to you, people of Israel. This is what the Lord says. Do not learn the ways of the nations. And so the ways of the nations include idolatry. This is the word of the Lord. Don't follow the way of the Gentile nations. Next comes a little phrase that describes a tree being cut out of the forest and adorned with silver and gold as an idol. Some have pointed to this and said this could be describing a Christmas tree, but the difference between this idol and Christmas trees is that no one I know of worships Christmas trees. Nevertheless, listen to the description. The practices of the people are worthless. They cut a tree out of the forest, and a craftsman shapes it with his chisel. They adorn it with silver and gold. They fasten it with hammer and nails so that it will not totter. I can see that someone would find similarity to a Christmas tree in that. Perhaps you can. But it's again, the distinction is nobody worships their Christmas tree. This is talking about an idol. It goes on, like a scarecrow in a cucumber field, their idols cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot walk. And this is specifically referring to that tree idol. Then God makes more observations on worthless idols, and their observations are interspersed with those of Jeremiah. First Jeremiah says, "No one is like you, Lord. You're great, and your name is mighty in power." And then speaking of the idols, they are all senseless and foolish. They are taught by worthless wooden idols. Hammered silver is brought from Tarshish and gold from Uphaz. What the craftsmen and goldsmith have made is then dressed in blue and purple, all made by skilled workers. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God, the eternal King. And so the Lord says, tell them this, Jeremiah. The gods who did not make the heavens and the earth will perish from the earth and from under the heavens. Continues, everyone is senseless and without knowledge. Every goldsmith is shamed by his idols. The images he makes are a fraud. They have no breath in them. They are worthless objects of mockery. When their judgment comes, they will perish. And so with this contrast of, there's a contrast coming between the gods made by men and the men who were made by God. Listen to this wording. He who is the portion of Jacob is not like these idol makers, for he is the maker of all things, including Israel, the people of his inheritance. The Lord Almighty is his name. Friends, I hope you caught that. Men make idols, but God makes men. That's what he's saying. So he says, because you've chosen these man-made objects, you're going to be hurled out of the land. I'm going to bring distress and captivity on Judah because of your idolatry. Jeremiah again expresses his grief and praise. He says, woe to me because of my injury. My wound is incurable. Yet I said to myself, this is my sickness and I must endure it. My tent is destroyed. All of its ropes are snapped. My children are gone from me and they are no more. No one is left now to pitch my tent or to set up my shelter. The shepherds are senseless and do not inquire of the Lord. So they do not prosper, and all their flock is scattered. Listen, the report is coming, a great commotion from the land of the north. It will make the towns of Judah desolate and a haunt of jackals. And then Jeremiah speaks directly to the Lord. Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. And Jeremiah, as the Lord's prophet, prays vicarious request. In other words, he's including himself in the request for his people. He says, discipline me, Lord, but only in due measure, not in your anger, or you will reduce me to nothing. And notice he doesn't say them. He says me, because he's identifying with his people. Closing, he says, pour out your wrath on the nations that do not acknowledge you and on the people who do not call on your name. For they have devoured Jacob. They have devoured him completely and destroyed his homeland. And so it concludes with a prayerful plea for mercy and for judgment and wrath to be poured on the nations, not on the people of God. Jeremiah, against all odds, is continuing to intercede for his people. And of course, he identifies with them. He is a Jew living in Jerusalem among people he loves, even though they've gone astray. So, Lord, we acknowledge that idols are worthless, things made from the hands of men. Whatever religion they're served under, they make the people servants of themselves, but they don't serve the people. God, you are the one true God and the maker of all things, including humanity, Israel, and every nation. Lord, rise up and be God to us and to all nations. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Whole Word. It was brought to you by Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. If you were encouraged, please share our podcast with your friends. We'd also appreciate it if you'd hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and take a few moments to write a review. If you'd like more information on our church and our ministry, you can go to wholeword.net or wholewordpodcast.com for more information. Thank you again, and may the Lord Jesus bless you today and always.